Welcome back to GX 15X with your host, Gordon Utmeyer here, and I'm just going to catch up with the latest around not only my life, but around the world. So the first thing is, I haven't posted in a while because I have to come clean about some mental issues. I always post about it and stuff, and always do it. I've had a season of depression, and I have been diagnosed with PTSD. I might have talked about that before in other podcasts before, but this year, I don't know why, but I've noticed that it has gotten kind of worse for being, you know, where I'm at. Been dealing with it for about 6 months now, and that's the reason why I haven't done the podcast in a while. There's been things that behind the scenes of my life that haven't been public until now about things, just because it's a hard thing for me to admit that, you know, someone like me struggles with a mental issue, because I'm seen as that guy, you know, as I don't have everything together, but I'm somewhat got my 2 feet on the ground type of person. And in the last few months, 6 months or so, I haven't felt that way. And so that's the reason why I have not been on any podcast, or done any episodes with anyone. It all started with something that triggered me while I was on a job. And it's led me into this place to where now I'm getting help, professionally on a lot of things, just not PTSD, but other things. And so that is where I'm at with my life. But currently, I'm doing all right. This is why I'm doing my episode today, because I want to get back into that state of just talking about the mindset, I believe, in my last couple episodes that's done really well for itself has been talking about not only my mental stuff, but also just how the human being reacts and how it acts. Case in being, when I talked about back in 2020 about the personality type test, and it intrigued a lot of listeners to, you know, look at what type of personality they have. And so I believe that's the case to where I might look into doing more as I learn more about my disability. Well, not disability, I shouldn't say that, but more about my mental issues to let you guys in on what I am discovering as a person with PTSD. I struggle with just the day-to-day basis of just getting up. Those who have PTSD understands that every day is not the same day. It's not a new day. It's a mix between a decent dream that's on constant repeat, if that makes sense. Like a 45 record going around, it's not broken. It might have some nicks in it from the needle of the record player, but it continues. And if it hits that right groove of the 45, it can definitely mess up a day or a couple days or a week. And currently, my situation, it's messed me up for like 6 months. and it's not good. And I've never been open about things like that on a personal level. Going deep inside of what's been happening in the last year or two. Back in 2021, I think I talked about it, and I forget, I do these episodes to where I talk about them, and I'm open, I think I'm open enough to you guys, for the listeners, about my fingers. You know, why is it called GX17X? It's because, you know, I always wanted to call it Stubbs, and that name Stubbs gets its momentum occasionally. And so it was a name given to me once I lost my fingers. The word Stubbs don't bother me. But going through the emotions of everything, it's been one of those things to where I'm always going to be Stubbs with my hand, and I'm learning how to cope with that. I was 19 when this happened. I was a young kid, and I had a lot going on in my life at that time, especially with my fingers, and I masked it really well of how it affected my mental health. And I masked it really well, and it even fooled me. And so, almost 10 years later, I'm starting to reap what I didn't sow back then. And I'm getting these episodes where I'll have a good 48 hours. But the next 72 would be I'm struggling to do anything. And so I'm learning the process of how to do that. It's not a fun process. I have a wife, I have a daughter, and someone with PTSD, especially being a parent with a PTSD, it's so hard to mask that to where, you know, the way I think is not normally how human beings and how a parent or an adult should think when it comes to having these issues. And that's where I'm at with a lot of things too. I have a daughter, and, you know, as she would say, we're the best team. And it's taken not only my daughter, but my wife to get me through this. It's been a struggle. And so it's one of those things where I don't want to be not only... So for right now, I feel like I'm a hiccup for myself. Not as much as a failure to myself, but just like a hiccup to myself because of what I've been through the last 6 months. And so it's hard to explain that to your kids that, hey, I'm just having a hiccup. This is not something permanent, even though it feels like it might be permanent. And she don't know what's going on, and I'm trying to keep her away from that. Something, you know, later down the road, I think she realizes it now. But I don't want her to, you know, always think of her father as that person, to have hiccups and don't know how to get out of that hiccup or that down season. And so I'm learning, I mask it somewhat, you know, good she senses it. And so it's one of those things, like, I, with the help of doctors and, you know, therapy and all this stuff, I'm learning how to not put the hiccup on others. That this is just my hiccup, not no one else's. And it's just hard to do that. And I have support. That's the thing. I do have support. And I'm not saying I don't want support. I need support. But also, I don't want that support to be like a crutch for me to always have going through life. And so, recently, I got into a book called Adult ADHD, and that's another label as people would say, but the first few chapters, it was talking about how ADHD pairs with PTSD, and there's similarities, but PTSD is a little bit different. This happened from a trauma. ADHD is a neurobiological product in your head that's been there before anything else. You were basically born with it. And so it gave me some eye-openers on just how to get myself out of not only the hiccup that I'm in with PTSD, but also how to manage other things too. Now, I haven't been formally diagnosed with ADHD. If you want more information, contact your doctor. They'll give you more information. They'll get you tested. With this process of me getting help, I do want to get tested for ADHD, and there's nothing wrong with that. Adult ADHD is just misdiagnosed ADHD as a kid. And you have it. You had it all your life. You just don't know. You don't know how that affects you because it's normal to you, if that makes sense. But that's where I've been at with my life. And I want to do more episodes. I got some ideas, like I always do. I have a little setup here that I want to try video podcasting. And I also want to do, like, get some microphones, something better quality mics for the videos and also for the podcast. So that way people can listen to me a little bit better and hear me a little bit clearer. So it's a process. And it's the end of the year. And I got some things coming up. I got a vacation to go to. Different things like that. The holidays are coming up, so I'm going to be busy with that, but there could be little episodes, snippets at family gatherings, that I can do, especially with these mics that I'm interested in, getting. It just hooks up to your phone. You get a mic, it clips onto your shirt as if it was a normal interview process. And then you can just go around asking, talking, whatever the case might be about doing a podcast or just doing a vlog. So it's one of those things that too, I have some ideas and stuff, but we can transition to what I've been into also this year. It's been chess. I've been getting into chess here lately. Also, I've been getting into more sports. I've always been a sports guy, but this year I've taken more liberty to understand college football, and I know what NFL is, but diving into the plays, how to read a play, why is that play called on first and 10? And then the second play is called on second and 10 or second and whatever, you know, the concepts and stuff. So that's one thing I've been getting into, just reading the playbook of different plays and games and stuff. the two teams I've been following is obviously the Colts. They just won today in Germany against the Patriots. They are 5-5 going into the bye, which is really good for us. We lost our quarterback, our rookie quarterback, AR. And so that's kind of been a, you know, shortcoming of our seasons. But to be 5-5 into the bye, get that win and then recoup, refresh, and get back in there for the next week following and continue the season. Do we have a playoff team? Obviously, no. But can we get at least into the wild card? Might be. That would be good just for our AR, Anthony Richardson, our quarterback, to really get into, okay, this is what I can work with the team I have. With me not being there and the coach coming up with different playbooks, different streams, I think I'm saying that right, different looks, different play calls and stuff like that, it can help us go further into playoffs because we got to the wild card. Now, so the Colts are 5-5. They just won, which was not a good game in any way, but we got the win going 5-5 right into the bye. Another team, and this goes into college football, and I'm a proud fan of Michigan State. I'm just not really proud of this season. I believe the organization has let us down, not only due to what happened to Mel Tucker, but also wanting to wait until the end of the season to look at options, as we are suffering pretty bad. We just lost to Ohio State 38-3 last night, and it did not look good. I watched the second quarter into the third, and I turned it off just because the coach that is there on 1st and 10 ran a run play that got 1 yard. On the very next play, they ran a run play that got no yards. So on 3rd and 9, in your own, I'm going to say 25. You're 3rd and 9, and what do the defense going to think you're going to do? You're going to pass. And sure enough, it's a pass, and boom, it's incomplete. The timing and everything. It's Michigan State. This is not like Ohio State, which is really good with Marvin Harrison, by the way. But it's the concept there that I'm frustrated about. Why would you go do 2 run plays back-to-back in the third quarter? You're down, you know, 32 points at the start of the half, and you be like, you know, it's a good play to do a run game, 1 yard, and then the next one, run the ball again. Then now you wasted 2 downs. Technically, 2 downs. 2nd down and 3rd and 9 to make something happen. And then they punt it off. Well, Ohio went down and kicked a field goal. And instantly, on the first play, it was a deep route post to Marvin Harrison, and boom, it was caught, and they started, I believe they started at their own 40, and they were already in that first play, already on the other side of their 40 with 1 play. It's nasty, and it's been happening all season. The rumor is, which I hate that we did this, I hate that Michigan State did this, they're waiting until the end of the season to get a new coach. The reason why I hate it is because, well, a lot of people are like, just wait, new coaching and all that stuff. Now we've got to wait another year to see if this person's decent and whoever's going to hire. Rumor has it it's going to be Urban Meyer. Not a lot of things are, you know, saying that it's not going to be him. They've been having meetings and stuff like that. Would he be a good fit for Michigan State? I would think so, but it would be a good time. I would have hired him, offered him, say, hey, you come play for us. get us at least 5 wins, you know, at least 4 wins on the season. And, you know, we'll talk about more of the contract after the season. So, hey, for two seasons, you get 2 seasons, $40 million. Just to see how he is. Because right now, we're going to have to wait until the end of the season and then do the hiring process for a coach. If it is Urban Meyer, we know his resume. We know what he could do. And the thing is it going to work for the portals and getting players to commit to Michigan State? You know, last year, after everything, well, last year when the start of the portal happened, our quarterback went ahead and left and went to another college. And we saw a lot of players move around. Well, after the Mel Tucker issue that happened earlier this year, you saw people wanted to get out already. So the question is, with Urban Meyer being in as the coach at the beginning of next year, and then the course of the off year and again commitments and all that stuff, is it going to be enough for us to be decent for next year? No, I don't think so. I believe, you know, it's going to be a rocky 3 or 4 years for Michigan State because of just what has occurred the last 5 years. It's crazy. And there's no accountability for mistakes on the play in the game either. So I'm really frustrated at Michigan State. Just for the things, gameplay, game day, game plan, anything about the game, it's just three and out. And the fact that, you know, they get into these things to where if they're up more than 2 points, they just give up for the rest of the game. They don't try. The coach don't let them say, hey, get out here, you're down, or whatever. And the interim coach, the whole organization with Michigan State is just chaotic. And I hope, you know, if Urban Meyer does come in and he does really well and he can turn around this college football team, you know, I'll be obviously happy and stuff. That's the goal and stuff, but it's just going to be ugly for the next 3 or 4 years. Just finding the coach. If it's Urban Meyer, okay. Finding the players that want to come play for him. And do they want to go to Michigan State because of the scandals, not only in football, but just in general in Michigan State? Do they want that on their record? Basketball's not doing bad. Our basketball team for Michigan State is not doing bad. But I don't get into basketball, college basketball, until March. So I don't usually talk about that. But so the game plan for GX17X is I really want, once I get more stuff like microphones and stuff like that, I want to incorporate the video podcast for my channel just because I want people to see who I'm interviewing with. I've done a lot of interviews with Matt, and he's a good friend, and he'll always be part of GX17X. But I'm looking to see for 1 hour, that's about how long I can do a podcast, find people to tell their stories, whoever it might be. For instance, I'm looking to be a part of a group for non-military PTSD, just to get their perspective on life as a non-veteran that has, you know, say, a missing leg because of an accident at work or whatever the case might be. and they struggle with PTSD as well, to get their perspective, like, you know, not why me, but why it's hard to make people understand the concept of what this mind is, how it works now when you have trauma of losing a body part. And like I said, I'm reaping what I didn't sow 10 years ago, and I should have done that, but I was 19. I was just trying to be strong for the people around me, and I masked it pretty well. And it's, masking is okay around people that you don't want to be around that make you appear weak. That's just common sense for me. You mask it because you just don't want to be the one that looks weak. That's the thing. Nope. Excuse me. But yeah, that's how I see it. If I'm masking, you know, in front of someone, and I'm, you know, doing it pretty well and stuff, they won't know. They won't have a clue. But I want to get to have people that are like me. How do you explain to your daughter or your kids in a manner in which it doesn't seem like you're going to drag them down for their development, about your struggles with mental health? Why do you sleep a lot as a parent? Why do you don't want to go anywhere? Why do you want to stay within four walls and just stay there because you don't want to face reality? And, you know, I want to interview those people. And then also, you know, different backgrounds of people. I don't care who it is. Whoever you might be, if you want to be part of an interview of GX17X, you can look me up on Facebook. It's Gordon Utmeyer. You can look up at the page GX17X, or Instagram, GX17X. And if you just want to be part of it, get your voice out there for 1 hour. I'm a nobody, and I don't know how far this would reach or anything like that. But there's a couple of people I would like to get to know a little bit, not only on the podcast, but outside the podcast. I'm really, one of the things, the reason why I want to do video podcasting is because I would like to get into, like, short films, and movies and stuff like that, and see if, you know, I can get in contact with some directors or producers or anything like that, and how to create a small film, because eventually, you know, I would like to document my PTSD in a video format. It would kind of be cool to get the way my perspective is on where I'm at in my life, and dealing with, you know, losing fingers and my PTSD and things like that, and put it in an imagery to where this portrays who Stubbs is. And if you feel this way because you're losing fingers or you're losing a foot or a leg or whatever, you know, that it's okay to feel that way. It's okay to get help. And the fact that, you know, there's help out there, and to get a good support system around you is always going to be helpful. So that is all I can have today. This is a 30-minute podcast. I do apologize. But if I had, like I said, if I had a co-host or someone I was interviewing, it would be nice. This would go a little bit longer, and I might be able to do video podcasting to where you could see the process of see who I am, in my reactions to questions and things like that, and how I could joke around and stuff. And so I do appreciate you stopping by today. Like I said, if you know anyone or if you feel like you have a story to be told, reach out to me. It'd be kind of cool to see, like I said, any type of background. It doesn't matter. And I want to see how other people's lives are affected just in trauma in general. And what is their PTSD or CPTSD? And then if eventually I'm going to get tested for ADHD. And if that's the case, I am going to go in a deep dive into ADHD, adult ADHD, because that is a process which a lot of people think they don't have as an adult. And it would be nice to get people's reaction if they have ADHD or not. So this is another episode. I appreciate you guys stopping by. Have a blessed day.